Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Sunday, everybody. This is your host, Alana Kay, and I have my guest with me, Grace Noel. She has called in. I'm at a loss for words. Anyway, thank you for listening, and thank you for all our brave callers. And Grace Noel is having a throat issue, so she called in to be present with us, and her heart is with us, and I appreciate that. That's a great thing to do, and she's just listening. I suppose she might key in. Grace, I've made your mic hot, so if you don't want to be heard at all, you'll need to mute it on your end, but I just left it on just in case you ever wanted to key in.
Absolutely. I'm here.
Okay, good.
I'm here and present with everyone. I just won't be saying a whole lot today, but if something comes out that...
I can read you. Let's do that. Let's do a double read. I'll read what you're thinking. Actually, we could probably do that. So today I decided to start something which I'll continue as often as possible is when people call in before the show starts. I'm telling you where you are in the queue, so that helps reduce line anxiety, and so you know when your question is coming to the forefront. Now, today I just wanted to mention, of course, that we help people align with their higher self, which is always a better place to be. Our planet is hurling through space at 70,000 miles an hour. It is spinning 3,000 miles an hour, and we are experiencing a very slowed down reality. And the reason for that is we're learning how to be co-creators, extensions of God, of Christ consciousness. And we are being blessed with a slowed down version of reality, but reality marches on. The trees continue to grow. The universe continues to expand. So people need to expand, and we do this show so that we can help you with your expansion, your rising, whatever you want to call it. It's kind of like expanding and rising at the same time. So we go through something called the ascension spiral. Reason we call it a spiral is because we go through the same things over and over and over, and we keep polishing our gem and polishing each facet of it. So a lot of times things will come up again, but it's always because we're supposed to be getting better and better and better at that. And if we don't take on the challenges of life, then we get held back, and then our energy down, and then we feel tired, we feel grouchy, we get illnesses. I don't want everybody to sit here and blame everything. You know, let's not get into illnesses now, but I'm just saying it's not good for you to hold yourself back. So what we try to do here is help you make that connection between your soul and how it's wanting to rise, and then on your earth body, your other version of yourself, help you understand where there might be a difference, and help you align with the higher self, which is the one that brings you to the highest level of joy and keeps you on the pace of the planet and humanity. And humanity's, I got from Spirit the other day, I had to do some automatic writing that we're going through a huge upheaval right now with energetically. So it's, if you're feeling the turmoil, you know, it's a really good time to keep things simple. Make sure you're doing your breathing and going within, trying to not push yourself too hard. Don't you know, take too much responsibility for things on the outside that aren't your responsibility. Just be concerned about your own comfort right now. And I know you have decisions in front of you, and we're here to kind of help you with that. So just take it easy. It's going to be kind of a rough month for changes. A lot of people are going to be surrendering more to spirit, and we're on our way. It's just a challenging time because people need to surrender a little bit more to their higher self, a little bit more, a lot. Okay, so I'm going to go to my first caller, and let's see what we want to – thanks for waiting so long. Hi.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'd like some spiritual messages on my daughter. I think she's doing drugs. I don't know for a fact. I mean, she could have just lost the weight and have a fast metabolism like me, but she's been chubby all her life, so I'm just really concerned. I really feel in the heart she is. And it's like, what drug is she doing, you know? And I'm not, she will deny it. And she will deny it until I prove it, until it's discovered, you know, the drugs, you know.
Right. Well, let me check into what the karmic dynamic on this relationship is. I don't do a direct, you know, reading somebody else. This is for you. But if I tune into you, I can help you find a better place to be with this. What I'm getting, the first thing that I'm picking up from the soul relationship is that her soul is expressing that this is something that she has to handle by herself. I'm going to keep getting more information, but that was the first thing that I got. She has to handle it by herself. So it's totally understandable, and we've all been through all of this, and I'm sure everybody can relate to it, is that letting go energetically. And I think, I don't know if you know what that means. Letting go energetically means you don't allow the situation to affect you in a visceral way, meaning like you feel a stomach ache, it keeps you awake at night, you're in turmoil. I'm getting that the soul relationship is that you came in, and she came in to the earth plane from the other side, and you said that you'd be there for her. So if I can help you understand that a better energetic position, just like I said in the intro to the show, is it's a time to be really careful because people are going through a lot. Everybody is. And then so we got to be extra careful to focus within and focus on our own happiness. And the thing as a parent, and I've been through this myself, is that we often feel like letting go or being at peace with the situation that's really difficult is like not caring. And I'm just going to ask you to work on that inside of yourself this week. That doesn't mean you don't care, because you do have a soul commitment to care about this person. You made a commitment, and you also made a commitment as a mother. So let me get more close to your question, giving you the background information on it. It's really important for you to preserve yourself through this. And you are there for her, so you're in a space of forgiveness. So okay. You stay in a space of forgiveness at all times so that she knows she has a place to go to when she starts to break down and process things. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
You
when
give
do you
off
see
that
her
vibe.
Breaking
Everybody
down?
Everybody feels our vibes. Well, okay, now let me just briefly get into that, because that's like not, I'm only supposed to help you with your role. That's what spirit, because I have guides that are giving me information to give to you. So they'll give me based on what they want me to let you know, and they have informed me repeatedly it's mainly about you, so I can only give you whatever they're willing to give. I'm getting that I'm not going to be able to give you that much information about her, but there's never a timing mechanism on these kinds of things. But I'm getting that she's close to breakdown, as a lot of people are. She's dealing with a lot of anxiety over her situation. She's dealing with a lot of anxiety over life. She has a very open aura, so she's being affected by everything. So when you're overly, when you're concerned, if you feel it energetically, then you've allowed it to come into your energy, and that's what you're supposed to be working on, is to be there, be in a state of forgiveness. And I'm not getting information on whether she is or not, although I think you already know the answer is what I'm sensing. But that
I can't prove it, but my gut tells me.
Yeah, I was just going to say you're feeling it in your solar plexus. And that's like right below your rib cage, right around your stomach. So it'll affect, you know, it's going to affect your sleep and your comfort and your ability to relax. And so you know that it's coming from that. And this is a message for everybody. The people that we love and care about that are going through things right now, we need to forgive, let go, and just it's kind of like holding space. You know, you want to be a good energy for them to come to. You don't want to be ready to say, I told you so, or you shouldn't, or, you know, confront them with their lies. That's not what we want to do. That's not going to help the situation. So this is challenging.
Well, what can I
like
do
I said,
as a mother?
You know, yeah, like I said, what you need to do is you need to realize that you need to forgive ahead of time. Stand in forgiveness and peace and just say, I'll be here for her when she decides she needs help.
Will she come to me?
If
she's
you
very
that,
she's very manipulative,
yes.
So it's like I'm scared to say anything.
Right, you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to. So you don't want to get tied up in all of the things that people who use drugs and alcohol excessively, you don't want to get into all of the games that are played, the manipulation, the lies, the secretness, the, you know, the self-destruction. You don't want to get into that. You only want to be there for them when they start to come around. And that specifically is what this relationship is about, and that specifically is what this lesson is about. This is kind of like general rules of thumb, but this is very specific to your situation, as that's the soul arrangement, and that's what you need to do. And she's been there for you in past lives, and so you said you'd be there for her this time, and it's kind of like a role playing. And the thing is that you do have to – people feel each other's energy. There's no way of faking it. So you need to work on getting into that position of forgiveness, and then she'll have a place to go. Somebody who cares about her and knows about her. Okay, I need to move on to the next one. Thanks for calling
in
and being so brave to share your stuff, and God bless. And anybody needs to hear their messages, again, you can listen to the archives of the show. They're available. Now I'm going to have a throat problem. I'm having because on Maui, I mean, I'm in Hawaii, and we have a volcano here on the Big Island, and it emits, depending on which way the wind is blowing, it emits like this really fine ash, and then my throat will bother me, and I just realized that's what the reason for it is. Okay, so I'm going to the 415 area code. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Catherine.
Hi. Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Did you want to share with me what's going on?
My dad passed 2 years ago, and I've been moving a lot since then and finding my way without – I was – taking care of him for a long time. So just kind of like Goldilocks, you know, trying this bed, trying that bed, and this town and that town, and too hard and too soft. So just anything about what my soul is it's ready to, I feel I'm ready to settle down, you know, like next year or, you know, after the holidays. But anything going on with finding my comfortable, my soft, my perfect bed.
So I'm guessing that you're what I'm seeing when I pick up your earth self and your soul. And what I'm getting is that, and obviously this was your situation, that you've had the in this life and other lifetimes, you've had the caretaker role. And I'm getting that there's a shift in this lifetime. Let me tune in more to your soul, because I'm getting that that's old. That's like such a pattern.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, let me first tell you this, that the thought and the feelings come before the physical manifestation. So what I am getting is that what you're feeling, what you're sensing that's calling you, is your soul saying it's time to take a break, it's time to stop the caretaking role, and then to rest in your soul. So when
yeah.
you withdraw from that and you start to in your soul and say to yourself and claim the energy that's bubbling up within you so that you can get a strong hold of it, and put your focus toward that, and that's going to lead you, if you stay in the caretaker identification, even subtly or subconsciously, you're not going to find that peace that you're looking for. So you want to go within, you know, gently breathe in, follow your breath in to your feeling center, which is where you connect to your soul. Love yourself and say, I need to discover a new me. And the new me is emerging a little more every day. And let it show.
Yeah, for at least the past year I've been doing.
Yeah. And then so that's an ongoing thing. It's continuous.
Okay.
So just keep doing that. And then that, as long as you get a stronghold on that. But I'm getting that you need to act on it, though. Like, not just the place to live. But you're saying that you've tried a few different things. Are you saying like activities, outlets, ways of expressing your soul? Is that what you're saying? When you say you've tried different beds, I don't know if you're talking about homes exactly. Are you saying you've tried?
Well, actual different cities, living in different
mm-hmm.
cities or towns, and
mm-hmm.
my next work that I do.
Right. So that's where in order to attract and connect with the outside circumstances that match the energy within or without, but we're working on matching the energy that you have within. See, my throat's going to. You need to act on it. And then it will start, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and these things will be added unto you. The kingdom of God is within. The kingdom of God is the design of your soul. So tapping into
yes,
the design of your soul and the desires. Okay, so what I'm saying is you want to first put your focus on developing and expressing and experiencing the new things of your soul, the new things that are bubbling up. Are you acting on it? Are you dancing? Are you singing? Are you doing artwork? Are you taking an art class? Are you maybe extending yourself to do some intuitive readings? Anything that's bubbling up in you, are you acting on it? I guess I should ask you that.
Yeah, I started doing kind of like, what is it called? Like creative journaling, where you kind of paint,
mm-hmm.
paint writing and painting, art journaling.
Mm-hmm. And
like you, I want to learn
yeah.
more of writing. What'd you call it?
Automatic writing?
Automatic writing, yeah.
Yeah, and that's where you sit down, whatever way. For me, my mind and my soul transfer to the physical works at the speed at which I type. So that's like I write all my books, and that's how I do my automatic. Some people want to do it with a pen or a pencil, so it just depends. But automatic writing,
yeah,
maybe that's where I'm kind of being led is to do that. Yeah, connecting you more with your with your higher self, with communication with your higher self. I'm just getting that needs to be locked in more. So you need to, in order to lock that in and make that your louder signal, your strongest connection, so you don't get pulled off then that will lead you eventually, but you need to be patient in the meantime. But I am getting that your soul is seeking to be around people who are more peaceful, calm, centered, heart-centered. And this is a tough time for that because a lot of people are still going through the turmoil of, like I said at the beginning of the show, I got my automatic writing that there's a big upheavals happening this month. So we might need to be more patient about getting those really good answers, or it's going to be harder for us to be centered, be within. So the more we practice it, the more we use it, the stronger it anchors us in that. And that's the message that I'm getting for you, is to keep using it more, exercise that muscle more. Sorry about my, today I'm kind of like using a lot of words, but okay. All right. Thanks. Well,
Thank you. I've lived in, I lived in Kihei a while, like 10 years ago, I lived in Kihei. So I know all about the VOG.
Mm-hmm. And then we had a break from it for a few years and then it came back again. It's not as much as it used to be, but it's been, lately. Yeah, cool. Yeah. And it's very hot here right now. Well, thanks, Catherine, for calling in. Keep going on the heart level stuff and be patient. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's everybody needs to hear that. We need to practice the things of our heart because that's what anchors us in it, and that's what causes the magic to happen. I can't believe how often I love something like chickens, and I will always be blessed with seeing moms with baby chickens. And I'm like, see, because Spirit knows I love that, and then I embrace it. I go, oh, and enjoy it. Enjoy the things you love. Love the things you love. Do them, with reckless abandon. That's the time to do it now. We really need to anchor in that heart energy. Because the winds of change, the chaos in the matrix is just getting unbearable. People can't think straight. It just blows you over. It's crazy. 770. Thanks for waiting so long. Whoops, it's taking a minute.
Hi, Alana.
Whoops.
Well,
oh, yeah.
You know what? I'm so happy that I pulled you up. I turned my phone on. I started moving around in the kitchen. And I thought, oh, my God, may I probably miss my call. Would you believe just picked up? So
good timing.
No, but
yep.
I'm good.
Yep, I believe that.
Yeah. And so I wanted to she call, and I said I'm gonna listen anyway. But anyway, my name is Maddie, and I'm here in Georgia. And my question is, do you see anything with health?
Do I see anything with health for you?
Let
me tune more into your. Let me tune more into your energy. I'll just talk to you a little bit more in a second, tune into your specific energy.
Okay.
Where
are you located?
I am in Kihei, Hawaii, the same place that the last caller mentioned she used to live in. Funny thing, I just mentioned chickens, my pet chicken was named Maddie. So we're getting
really?
All the coincidences here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, I had
yes.
Maybe that's why the thought of Maddie came up. I'm getting do you have high blood pressure? Something with the heart, high blood pressure? Or are you wanting to know if something, do you already have something you're concerned about? Or are you wondering if you have a weak? Because everybody's
got
like
a weak
muscle
in my back. In my upper back,
uh-huh.
In my armpit, last night it was sore. That muscle, it goes. And my doctor had said it was a muscle that I needed massage some years ago. Mm. And last night, oh, boy, it really ached. It's like, what, that muscle aching? And so I was just curious to know if you see anything going on with that upper back.
Is it on the left side or the right side?
It's on the right side.
On the right side, that's where I was picturing it. And what does that mean? Okay, so I love doing medical intuition. I just wasn't prepared for it. It's actually one of my favorite things to do.
Oh, really? Wow. I didn't know you were medical intuition.
I always wanted to take one of those classes with one of the, like, Carolyn Mace or something, and I have trouble understanding their websites and like what's all involved, and I've always wanted to do that. Okay,
newsletters.
You receive their newsletters, yeah.
Carol Mace. Okay, I receive a newsletter. In fact, she sent one today, and it talked about the light that shines, the inner light that shines from you. And I thought, oh, I got to listen to that because all my life I've been told that I'm a light worker and I have a lot of light around me.
Yeah.
So I thought, I got to listen to that. So that's your God self.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I see that as a mind-body connection. When I said the heart thing, I'm still getting that,
uh-huh.
even though I'm tuning in more closely to that. I'm getting
uh-huh.
that it's like a, did you notice, like, when you breathe within and you just feel that warmth? Our breath is our soul. It literally is our soul. It's how we connect with it. So when you breathe gentle, loving breaths inside yourself and you speak words like that, that I'm a light worker and all of that, and yes, you are, and you're with the Christ vibration. So when we have Christ within and we have the love within, I'm wondering if when you're feeling that pain lessens. But it's kind of like just your body...
I don't know. The pain was last night in my
disease.
So what?
Uh-huh. I'm not getting like it's a disease or that it's not. I'm picking up that it's not a disease, that it's from internal tension, not of an extreme nature, but just very subtle, but because of the ascension spiral and where you're at the higher level of the ascension spiral, so we end up being way more sensitive to our energy and all of our signals,
God.
Our mental
so
signals
true.
And our energetic signals.
So true with
me. Yeah. Mhm. Yeah, and that's the reason for it, because you're way up there on the ascension spiral. So every little thing counts, every little thought, every little feeling. You really need to work on making sure you're always just feeling self-love and a sense of purpose. And I'm getting that what you sometimes... you need to see the results. So think about the times. I know there's been times when you saw how the presence of you and the presence of your heart has really magically changed situations, brought things to people's lives that they were so grateful for. I'm sure you recall times like that. And I think you need to do that. What I'm getting is, yeah, go ahead.
No, yeah, I have recalled times that people would call me and say that what I had told them, and I say, I told you what, and they repeat it and say, they say you were right. Thank you for helping me, but it's amazing that you don't recall.
That's funny that you don't recall it. Well,
I don't recall.
Then I guess
I'm
here to. That's what Spirit wants you to know, is that what I'm getting from Spirit, is that you need to really love that heart of yours, because that's that channel for divine energy. And the more love and relaxation you send into that area, that's going to help alleviate that. And, yes, I think you're probably at the point where you could use get a really nice, gentle massage therapist, but you got to work on the mind-body connection, too. So if we just go treat the physical, it's just going to keep snapping back. So work on the mind-body that has to do with really validating yourself, who you are, that you're a higher level, and your sensitivity comes from that, and your inner knowing and just your presence in a room changes things. But just always be careful, too, that you don't let anybody take advantage of that. It doesn't seem like you have too much of a problem with that, but... yeah, it has to do with self-acknowledgement. So Spirit wanted me to tell you that. And, really do the relaxing breathing and sending the love within and feeling the love. You know, love that and feel the love. And then when you're doing all of that, then you can go make sure you get a nice, gentle, loving massage therapist who's maybe an energy worker, too, that help you with that, move some of that energy.
Okay.
So all right,
thinking,
perfect.
Also, I was thinking also maybe going to the water, going to Florida, Palm Beach, Miami, and get some nurturing from the ocean.
Exactly. That's one reason I stay here. I cannot. I'm in the ocean every morning, and then maybe sometimes in the afternoon. I just have to. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
All of that.
Grace,
even all the energy, because yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Grace.
Grace, dear, I have to chime in. I have to chime in on that, dear, because my heart and my intuition has been tuning in with all of this, and it's been telling me for you to stay away from screen time. TVs, phone time, any of those kinds of things, to get less and less and less of that and go to nature. And I wasn't going to say anything, but when you mentioned going to the water, that is absolutely what I'm getting for you.
Perfect.
It's going to help you to tune in into that and just continuously do your best to shut down any and all media all that.
Thank you.
And go to nature. Okay, dear.
Thank you. You confirmed what my spirit had spoke to me about yesterday. I said, nope, I did my work on the, because I worked from home, and I did my work, and that was it. No more playtime. Mm-hmm. And I said, I got to stay away from that computer, because I noticed that my eyes were like, oh, no, this is no good. And so I thought, before I got that damn computer, I was always in the park, mountain climbing, having a good time, and the computer has just the lockdown.
And it puts you in your head,
just
and
lockdown.
Then you get away from your.
It's like you're addicted to that thing.
You're welcome, dear.
Perfect.
That intuition has already told you this, and now you get to have it confirmed. So you get to run with it and build a new practice with it and trust that your higher power and your angels are going to hold you to be able to find a way to all of that and to make it all happen. Okay.
Thank you. I greatly.
Perfect.
Oh, God. Thank you both.
Yes,
I don't know
you're
who that
welcome.
Was, but is that...
Oh, yeah, that
Alana,
oh, that's, she's my co-host. She's just having, Alana K and Grace Noel. And our information, our contact info and everything is on the show description if you're able to see that. Yeah,
okay.
She's just having trouble with her throat, so she said she was going to chime in when she really felt compelled. So thank you, Grace.
Well, thank you.
I'm
so such an enlightenment confirmation for me. Thank you so much. Yes. Oh,
okay.
Wow, I feel so good now.
All right. Good, yay!
Yes.
All right, Maddie,
I feel so
thanks
good
for calling
that
in.
That I can go on with my life and do what Spirit has spoke to me about. Oh, wow. Thank you again.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, God bless.
You
Aloha.
Do have a, yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You too,
sorry
dear.
About that. Okay, I'm going to the 863 area code. I hope I can get to all of these. Hi, 863, you're on the air.
Hi, Alana, this is Julia.
Oh, hi, Julia. I think I recognize your voice.
Of course, yes. Thank you for taking my
call.
What I'm calling today about is I wanted to see about a life partner, a companion coming in for me at some point. I've been married, so I'm not really looking for marriage again, but I would definitely like to have a companion or a partner.
I don't remember. Sometimes it'll jump into my mind what I talked to the person about before, but what's just jumping in here right now is that our soul invites people in and connects us to people, and I'm getting that your soul doesn't want somebody real close, like on top of you, living with you, doing everything with you. But I'm getting, do you want to travel? I'm getting like you're needing a travel partner or somebody to do outside activities with, somebody who's on the same page as you that enjoys things the same way.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though, is I'm getting that it's that but not the other. Are you okay with that?
Well,
not having somebody.
I would like, you know how there are different kinds of love. I would like to have a love but not like a commitment like marriage. But,
and that's the reason for it. It's that you don't want somebody completely lodged in your craw all the time, right? Okay, so yeah, that's the way I was seeing it. But it matches what you're saying, but kind of like just different words. I just might have a different visual. But I'm getting that it wouldn't be somebody that would maintain their own. And the reason for it is because the sense of independence, and so that you don't have to make excuses or to withdraw when you just need your quiet time, when you just need some downtime. And I think I might have talked to you about this before, but I don't remember if it really ever came up. But the reason for time alone yet is still expanding into creativity. And that's something you do alone. So you're like not, you're in touch with this, right? You know, you're not looking for a creative partner. Your creativity is within. You still need to go there. And it seems to be with creative writing. I don't feel like it's like technical writing or teaching necessarily, but maybe creative writing. So you might want to try some of that automatic writing. But I'm getting that as long as you are honest about what you're looking for, that energy will emerge in your life, that there's somebody else who's looking for the same thing. And I'm getting that it's like mainly a person that knows how to have fun and also doesn't attach. And I'm actually seeing that. I don't know if I'm picking that up from you because that's what you desire. I mean, am I picking that up from your energy, I think? Yeah, I'm picking that up from your energy. So like when I say you, I mean like your earth self, and then your energy is like the background energy in the situation. Yeah, I'm getting that from the background energy, which means it should materialize. As long as you stay true to your course there, you know, and what you're really looking for. Somebody just have fun times with. And I'm also getting to travel too. And but you still need that alone time, so you don't need to be dealing with somebody who's clingy. And I think when you say commitment, I'm seeing clinginess. So, you know, you can reconcile that however you want. But, yeah, I do see that. It's, I think you're right on, you are on, what do you call it? You are in line with the desires of your soul. And whenever, and that's what we try to help you with, get aligned with the desires of your soul. And as long as you're aligned with the desires, and I'm here to confirm that, then it should happen. And I'd love to hear, I know you look for my show or you listen to other shows. I'm not sure. I'm sure you can let me know if you do find that person. I'd love to hear about it. And I'd also love to see you do some of that creative writing or going within and asking your soul what you can bring forth from a creative perspective. That'll give you more energy. I'm getting that'll give you more energy. Yeah, that's where our energy comes from.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, let me know how it
goes.
Yeah.
Okay. Will do. Thank you so much.
Okay, let me know how it goes, Julia. Thanks for calling in. Okay, aloha.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, let me see. I think I can get maybe two more calls in. So I got 2917 calls, and then if I didn't get to your call, you can send us an email, and we will be glad to email you, hopefully, Alana@AlanaK.com and DedicatedGrace@gmail.com. And those are in the show description. And if you click on follow, please, you will get notified when we set up shows. And I was just going to ask Grace, did you want to think about maybe this week doing an evening show? That's right. Well, if your voice comes back. If your voice gets better.
Do an
evening show where we discuss a certain topic, like maybe we'll talk about developing your creative gifts and things like that, because that came up a lot in this show. So, yeah, okay. Well, we'll consider that.
Let's look into that.
Yeah, so everybody check on us, because we're going to be setting up extra shows where we can have discussion. We'll do a little bit of reading, but it won't be full reading shows. We're going to like invite people to call in and talk about, you know, some of these specific spiritual topics. So we're going to be doing more of that. So if you click on follow, you'll know when we set up shows, because I can set up a show any time or the day or night. It's not a set thing because I do this on my home computer. Okay, I'm going to go to 917, and 917, you're on the air. Oh, well, yeah, there's two 917s, but yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
You're
on the air. You want to tell me a little bit?
Uh-huh.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. I've been enjoying the show. This is Karen.
Yeah,
and the million things I could ask, but
right.
I've been dealing with for a long time, and I'd love to know, you know, what you get as to what's going on. I had a kind of an energy healing earlier this week, and anyway, I have sleep issues. And my sleep was even worse this week because it's been doing construction all around me. Anyway, I'm kind of sickish now, and I wonder what this is about. Is it related to the healing?
Yeah.
Is it part of the L?
I already got what that was right from the beginning when you started talking, was that the topic, I don't know if you were tuned in at the beginning of the show, but I was talking about how I did automatic writing because I was feeling unsettled, and I've learned that I know I'm very settled under 99% of circumstances, so I was feeling unsettled, so I decided to do automatic writing, and Spirit said that you got to be extra careful right now because humanity is going through big upheavals, and so if we've anybody who's had sensitivities to the energies, which is what you are, you're very empathic, you're an intuitive, which is a double-edged sword. So your intuition is there to guide you through life. If you were in a planet full of intuitive, heart-centered people, that would be a magnificent thing. But you are in a planet that has different dimensions, and a lot of them are colliding right now. They're, you know, things are settling down, but there's a lot of collision in the what I call the matrix or in the chaos. And so let me see if I can help you with something. Yeah, I'm getting that you're getting that from the outside, and that what you could be working on that would help you would be, so what I have is that in all of your lifetimes and including this lifetime, so it's a habit that needs to be broken. So if you decide to work on this, you're going to have some good days and some bad days. You just know that you come to help and to be the intuitive for people. You've practiced it in other lives. I don't know if you've practiced it or even by default. Sometimes we just fall into that role. Like everybody comes to us to complain and dump all their problems because they know we'll listen. That was my life years ago, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And,
we
just pick up, it's like we take on everything. Whoops, no, I'm going to have to get my throat spray. Ooh. We just take on
everything. Go ahead and do that, and I can chime in, Grace Noel, here while you take care of your throat here. When you mentioned the sickness, I saw it sitting on your shoulders and your throat and the front of your chest. And what was coming through very, very clearly here is to lighten your burdens. So, and that came through before Alana Kay was mentioning about people laying their stuff on you. So I don't know if there's a connection there with maybe not taking on too much of other people's stuff or whatnot, but it was also seeming like life's burdens that you've piled, again, was being spoken about when Alana Kay opened up the show. She, somebody, I think, was mentioned to not take on too much of other people's burdens in life. I'm not sure if that was here or that's something that came to me as I was meditating before the show, I think. So that is what's coming through very clearly enough to speak up here, dear, and hopefully Alana Kay is feeling a little better with her throat.
Yeah, I have this herbal throat spray I've used for years, and when I talk too much, or if I haven't talked for a while, or the vlog, it really helps. It's really good. Yeah, so that's, okay. Yeah, thank you, Grace, for confirming what I'm picking up is, and then so the word you used, that was perfect. That's why it's nice to have two people. Okay, so where I was going to go with this is the way you create the inner, I call it filters. I don't believe in shields because then we're not dealing with the situation. So your situation is that you automatically, so subconsciously, just pick up everything that you're not even, I don't know if you recognize even what we're saying. Maybe you do, or maybe you will now, but like your energy is just wide open to receiving everything. And I just want to leave you with knowing that it doesn't have to be that way, and you will feel better but the way you work on the filter, as I call it, which will convert those energies and not allow them to intrude on you, is that you realize that other people's energy is a burden that's not your responsibility, and you have, like I said, in past lives and in this life, subconsciously or consciously taken on because you care so much. You have a big, beautiful heart and mind. You're intuitive. You did come here to be a helper, but right now you want to first get your energy integrity strong, and we can help you that with that week by week. You know, if you just work on the things inside that are causing, it's our thoughts and our feelings create our energy field, and then things in the world respond to the energy of our energy field. So in order for us to change what's coming into us, we need to change what we are creating within ourselves. That's one reason that it's really important to work on ourselves, and especially if we're here to be energy workers, helpers, intuitives, to help the planet move on. This time period where everybody's going through their turmoil, where they're really pushing and hanging on and they're angry and frustrated, we definitely want to stay away from that while we work on strengthening ourselves and building our reserves, because someday soon all those people are going to need us, and we have to know how to have very strong energy integrity so we don't lose and get squashed by all of that. So the word that Grace used, I want to just repeat that before I cut you loose, is that other people's stuff is not your burden. And so, you know, keep working that inside of yourself, and your energy should feel better because you're picking stuff up when you're sleeping, when you're shopping, and you don't even realize you're picking it up. I guess that's what I wanted to tell you.
Wow.
So I hope all this makes sense to
you.
Because my show is trying to... Are we right? Is that what you're trying to say? Pardon me?
I was wondering, how can I filter all those energies?
That's all. You have to tell yourself. You have to have, this is what I'm going to suggest you do, is talk to your higher self. Just go within, focus your mind within as though you're having a conversation with your heart. And engage in a conversation and have your higher self help you with how you create the necessary filters. But the starting point, I would say, is that you have burdens that are not yours. Burden. Think of that word, what that means.
Alana Kay can help you week by week, as she was mentioning something about week by week. And if you do want to do a private reading with her, she can help you further with this beyond this quick reading.
Yeah, sometimes it's deeper. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thanks for reminding me of that. Sometimes I forget. I get carried away. Yeah, no, you're right. Is that we give you a quick reading, and then you have to spend some time thinking about it, you know, or you can re-listen to what we said. But, yeah, we're only doing quick ones to get people through the night here to the next moment. Okay, well, I'm going to have to cut you loose there. Thanks for calling in and sharing. I think a lot of people might have gotten things from that, too. And I do see there's 3 more calls on the board, and if you want to shoot us an email. I did a shorter show today for a few reasons, and one of them being Grace's voice, and also that I was getting my voice was cracking a lot too. So I'm going to have to wrap it up. I think it was a great show. It was very successful. I really thank all the people that called in and were brave to share their stories. You can, as I always say, you can listen to the archives, and listen to it a couple times, maybe it'll sink in and start to make sense. So, okay, well, that's all for now. God bless, and click on follow, please. And if you'd like a private reading, you can email us at Grace Noel. Grace Noel is at dedicatedgrace@gmail.com and Alana at alanak.com. And if you check out my books, they are available as softcover and ebook on most outlets. Aloha.
God bless and have